Jason, we finished the CV40 campaign. It was a day for youngsters today, wasn't it? And it was against a very good side. So some lessons learned.
Look, exactly right. We just had a good team chat. You're spot on. We played some young guys, gave them an opportunity today. And yes, while we went down, there was a lot to be learned. And we had a really good chat just about what we did well and a couple of things we maybe didn't quite do so well. And, looking at an experienced opposition side, some of the things that they did, some of the traits that they had to have a successful game for themselves, and what we can pick up from that. So, a lot of the lads mentioned things that they saw and they felt out there when they were playing, and it's just a really good learning curve from them. So, hopefully come next time, they're better prepared to have an impact.
It was a difficult day for them as well. I mean, the light towards the end there was as dark as I've seen.
Well, the conditions, weren't classical. A bit overcast and just got a little bit dull. But I thought the way the lads' attitude was throughout the whole game was absolutely spot on. And, while there were areas to improve on, playing a young team, it was a great experience for them. And, they can certainly take a lot out of that.
Going back to Saturday, you must be incredibly proud of the way the team played at finals in Cardiff.
No question. Obviously there was, we got close. And, I thought the game against Sussex, we were in a spot of bother early, and for us to post a total of 172 was pretty special. And, Johnny and Dave, played great knocks and got us to that. And then obviously our bowlers just closed out that game and backed up with our fielding. Our fielding has been of the highest class throughout the whole T20 campaign, and in a lot of ways actually got us to the final. And unfortunately we couldn't come away. Hampshire just outplayed us in the end, and very, very proud of the players, how everyone went about it. It was great to be a part of, but what it's also given us is a taste of it, and we want more of that. We want to be involved more in finals, in all forms of cricket, and we'll certainly go away and look at ways to get better, and hopefully we can go one step further next time.
And one of the first things there is you've qualified for the Champions League in South Africa in October, which is another learning curve, playing against different types of sides.
Yeah, certainly. We've got some qualifying to get through there. Hopefully we play some really good cricket and prepare well and give ourselves the best chance. And it's exciting times for all the players, exciting times for the club, exciting times for everyone. We're very excited about it, and we just want to get out there and enjoy ourselves and play some really good cricket.
I suppose one of your tasks at the moment, I mean, a number of people rested today, is to kind of get over that hangover from the finals day and make sure that you're focused for Gloucestershire tomorrow.
Yeah, most certainly. Very important game. In an ideal world, we'd like to take maximum points out of it. But you've got to play good cricket to do that, and you've got to earn that through 4 days of hard work and good, consistent cricket. So that'll be our goal, is to play as consistent a cricket as we can over the full match. Hopefully that'll get us over the line.
Will the players need any getting up for this after the finals day? Because it's an exhausting day, isn't it, finals day? It's a full-on day. They've had some time off, but now they have to focus again.
Look, they do. It is a big day, finals day, absolutely. Boys, we've given a number of key players a rest from today's CB40. Which was an important thing to do, and it was the right decision. Even though we went down today, it's important we had players that needed that little bit of that extra day to rest, give them that opportunity. And so come tomorrow morning, they'll be ready. When 11 o'clock comes, they'll be ready to play championship game for Yorkshire County Cricket Club.
And for once at Scarborough, day one of the championship, there's a good weather forecast.
Well, I don't really believe these weather forecasts, because it was meant to rain on finals day, and although there was a couple of spots, it was quite sunny and warm, so you never know. But look, we're hopeful that we can get as much cricket in as possible tomorrow.
That's all you can ask really over the last three games, isn't it, to have the opportunity to play good cricket and to get promotion that way.
Well, your destiny's in your own hands, isn't it? If you've got the weather on your side, you know, you can get four full days of cricket in, then, you know, you can just go out there knowing that it's, you know, within your capabilities to perform well and give yourself the best chance of victory.